The challenges were definitely being a solopreneur and really doing all these things myself. I didn't figure out until three or four years in that, hey, you don't have to do everything. You don't have to be everywhere all at once.
A lot of people are probably in the phase you were 3 years ago, 4 years ago. So what lessons would you teach them?
The lessons I would say is...
Justin Day is a three-time best-selling author, founder of Day by Day Digital, and a pioneer in AI-powered marketing. As the creator of the Swarm System, he's built a reputation for delivering real results through data-driven, sustainable growth.
Give me five key ways everyone listening should be using AI.
Number one is...
It spans the globe like a superhighway.
It's called Internet.
Elvis Presley.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
It's not over until I win.
The Living Your Legacy Podcast. For those who live to leave a legacy.
That's extraordinary. The impossible. Oh, that is sensational.
Jordan. Open. Chicago with the lead.
You say Paul is the fastest man on the planet.
You can live your dream.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Legacy Makers. Sat today with Justin, who's on a mission to make your business more profitable. He's an AI systems expert, and he basically comes into businesses and shows how to automate a ton of stuff so you can have less staff, less headaches, and be more productive. And has a, you know, an amazing story doing this for himself, some brands, and now he's helping hundreds of people around the world. So Justin, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about, you know, your story to get here, right? Like, AI is pretty new. You're obviously, you know, really getting into it like everyone is. How did you get there?
Yeah, I mean, I started about 10 years ago at my mom's agency, kind of learning the ropes of marketing and development, learning coding. And kind of along the way, I learned things like leveraging Zapier to connect the dots to kind of automate things one by one. And then along came ChatGPT, which kind of shifted everything. It really changed it all, right? And through that experience, I saw kind of the vision towards where, you know, it's not going anywhere. This is an amazing thing that's going to change businesses. So I was kind of spearhead at the top of it always. And I just saw the future. It's like always being the front of it to build.
Love that. Oh, and what about your own entrepreneurial journey? What brought you to doing all this?
Yeah, so both of my parents own marketing agencies, so I kind of grew up in that space. So it was, you know, just kind of natural. I was always hearing about it as a kid, listening to the client problems. I knew what I was getting into.
It's weird. So I mean, you're the first person I've met that has grew up where their parents are agents.
Yeah, well, and most people, right, that would turn you away. You hear all of, like, the crazy stories.
Well, it's pretty new, too. It's probably only that generation.
Right? Yeah, like, right.
You know?
Yeah, so just growing up in that environment, and I always had that creative spark, and that kind of got flamed or fanned over the years, and that, you know, burst into starting a, you know, doing a little bit of graphic design, got friends, and then it was like getting paid for that, doing some freelance stuff, and it kind of organically snowballed, and I got word of mouth and grew my business.
Yeah, now, you know, you've grown fast now, you know, you're very successful, but what were some of the challenges getting there?
The challenges were definitely being a solopreneur and really doing all these things myself. I didn't figure out until three or four years in that, hey, you don't have to do everything. You don't have to be everywhere all at once, really outsourcing and leveraging other tools. And that's really where I came in with your mastermind a few years ago and actually learned how to outsource and be involved in networking, that kind of stuff. So that kind of really shifted my business towards being a solopreneur to actually being a CEO and a business owner.
What were some of the, just for people listening, a lot of people are probably in the phase you were 3 years ago, 4 years ago. So what lessons would you teach them?
The lessons I would say is don't feel like you have to do it all, right? There's websites out there like Fiverr, Upwork. Mm-hmm. There's like, you don't have to have a W-2 or like hire a big in-house team.
Yeah, I think that's a big myth. Like I tell people all the time, go grab someone for $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
If you're out, you know, it's like, I think weirdly, I guess people assume it's like, I either do it all myself or I'm going to pay like $100,000 salary. It's like not that way at all. It's
right.
The opposite.
And definitely the biggest thing is done is better than perfect.
Yeah.
Right. Perfectionism is the killer of business.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And why do you think most people struggle with that?
I think it's a little bit of ego. I know myself, a little bit of ego, trying to always make it perfect and hit deadlines and stay up late and do all this kind of stuff. But I think just a lot of people don't know how, and those first steps are so hard, especially outsourcing and telling people or teaching people how to do the things that you want to do is very hard. It took me a while to really develop those for my team, but you know, I think that's the biggest first step as a business owner to really start not doing it all yourself.
Yeah. And where do you see the future of AI in businesses going?
Yeah, the future of AI is obviously not going anywhere, and it's not going to take your business, but it's definitely going to speed up your business. I think it's important to know that there's so many places within your business to integrate it, not necessarily just blast it everywhere and just like AI dump it, you know, just all over your business. There's smart ways to integrate that and to automate it. And whether that's checking your emails, you know, whether it's doing your, you know, helping you with taxes or just understanding information at a whole, you know, when I started writing blogs myself, that would take me hours or days. Now I can just snap my finger. I'm like, where was this 5 years
ago? Yeah, I used to write a ton of blogs like 10, you know, when I was in college as a researcher for money. And yeah, you'd spend 10 hours on like a blog. You know, I'd get paid a grand, so it's still great money as a college student. But it's like now it's like you throw it in chat GPT and tweak it. It's just so crazy how it's changed. So let's do this. Give me five key ways everyone listening should be using AI. That's number one.
Number one is leveraging it to do your target audience research. That's the foundation towards really everything, understanding that, right? So just leveraging ChatGPT to dump all that information in there and have your source of truth, right? And then that goes through everything in your business.
Got it. Number two.
I would say then connect Zapier throughout your business, whether that's your billing system so that you can automate the onboarding process, make it a seamless integration, not have to do all these manual processes, cutting down on labor and time, getting a better personalized experience.
Love that. Yep. Number three.
Number three is just leveraging AI for content, right? A lot of people get stuck in the mode of trying to do content, but you have to, you know, really post every single day. So to be able to do that, you have to leverage AI to get the content ideas and to spit out scripts and stuff like that.
Good. Last two, number four.
Number four would definitely be, you know, doing key research for, you know, whether that be competitive or landscape, so you can see opportunities to grow. So that's there's a lot of ways.
And new ideas too. Right? New offers, upsells, cross sells. Like
absolutely.
That comes natural to me, but when I teach that to entrepreneurs, it blows their mind when ChatGPT and AI gives them all these crazy ideas.
Yeah, definitely.
Good. And a fifth?
The fifth one is a new thing that they're doing is being able to actually have conversations with AI.
Nice.
That's the best way. So it's now you can just, instead of having to type all it, because that's kind of been a bottleneck for a lot of people, now just have a conversation with it to get the best results. And that's where it's going to be and that's where it's going to stay, I think.
Good. So let's talk about, you know, your journey to get here. We talked about your, you know, parents and stuff, but pretty much every legacy maker, it's not been a straight line to success. Yeah. Have you ever had any challenges or stories along the way?
Absolutely. So, you know, I started my business, like actually filed, actually being an LLC right before COVID.
Okay.
COVID hit. Boom. I was doing about 50 grand a month, all gone.
And they were all local businesses, right?
Yep. Well, yeah. I was like, okay, well, I don't know what to do here, but I guess I'm just going to keep powering through because I wasn't about, it's not like the job market was there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I just kind of sucked it in and I got in about $100,000 of debt.
Wow.
And then I climbed my way right back out of it because I just felt
grand in debt. That was just from living expenses, business expenses.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, even before, I mean, and just doing investments and everything like that, setting up the business and then trying to hold on to that through COVID for 6 to 8 months was really hard. But I mean, it all came back too because people had to come back to business and marketing had to happen.
Well, and I always say when people get in debt and money in business, obviously not everyone figures it out. But if you do, it's very crazy. Like, some people, you can be in $500,000 of debt, which to a normal person sounds ridiculous. Yeah, right. But you can also like earn $500,000 in profit in 1 month in a company.
Exactly.
So, and it's like a normal person doesn't understand that because they have a payment cap, right?
Oh, yeah.
In a certain amount, in a certain job and industry. But in entrepreneurship, it can be very like scary. But then at the same time, I mean, once you've done some of the winning side too and made the $500,000 or the 100Ks, you see there's a bit more light at the end of the tunnel to recover from that. Mm-hmm. So what would you say if someone's maybe not seen that yet because they're in the early phases, but they're in the 100K debt like you are?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, if you have that threshold and that greatness within and you feel like you can push through it, keep pushing through, be smart about things, but understand the landscape that you're going towards. And then obviously look in other places. Don't just keep in one line. If you're just doing one thing and you're in debt and it's not working, don't keep doing that one thing, right? Look at other offers, look at different areas, go to your family, your friends, just put yourself out there as much as possible so that you can be top of mind, tip of tongue.
Good, love it. So let's talk about legacy, right? You know, you're helping businesses, you're implementing AI, you're helping them grow. Where does the legacy part come in?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we're in a right now, we're a big generation of the TikTok influencers and gurus that haven't done it themselves, but they make money on just projecting all of this stuff. My real legacy is to make, you know, to impact at least 1 million entrepreneurs with the systems and everything that I'm putting out there in the community that I'm building.
Love that. And someone's trying to build their own legacy. You have any tips for them?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely look at your mission and vision. What's the long-term things? What's the short-term things? What makes you unique? What makes you you? And then putting that into your business so that you can grow it, because the market is so saturated in any business, right? It's what bring out your story, make it more personal. Don't just make it so business focused, right? And be genuine. That's what really takes you over the edge.
Last couple of questions. What is something that they'll maybe get from your episode they wouldn't expect, or something they'll enjoy or learn?
Yeah, absolutely. On my episode, you know, there's going to be my story about why I have this 9 tattoo on me, why I have legacy tattooed. It's super important, right? I got it on my body to always remember that there's a greatness within. And I think it'll be surprising to kind of hear the challenges that we go through, because it's so easy to judge on social media, but really understanding someone's story, where they came from, is a big deal.
Good. Last question. They want to learn about AI or get help, you know, implementing AI. Where did it? And you have books and all these other courses, great things. Where do they find you?
Yeah, find me at swarmsystem.ai, aimarketingtools.com, and on Instagram, Justin Day Digital.
Love it. There you go, guys. That's a wrap. Check out the full episode and, of course, follow him for all your AI needs and knowledge as you're growing your business. As he says, it's not going to go away. It's only going to get bigger. So getting ahead now is going to set you up for success. That's a wrap. Keep building a legacy. I'll see you guys soon.